people are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Okay, let's take a look at our picks with the pros. And for the first time in picks history, we're only picking 5 games this week because there's only 5 games to pick. So
when you're way behind in the standings, 5 games, 10 games really doesn't make any difference.
So they've already called the fight. We're just going to go ahead and play out the
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is this like when you're playing match play golf and they? Yeah, you know, if I've beaten you by like 5 or 6 holes, we just go ahead and play in. Is that the deal? We're already out here. We might as well go ahead and play in.
Exactly. We're doing it for the exercise only
here. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at these Missouri State Championship games. And we just got done talking about Lincoln. They are playing Hayti, who is the number one team in the state going in to the postseason. They're playing real well, coming off a big win over Westrand. Wow, that was a big win. Lincoln edges out Mid-Buchanan. There's been some little bit closer games on this side of the bracket. So, I think Lincoln's a team to look for down the line. I don't think this is their time to win the state championship. I think this is Hayti's year.
Well, you know what? I like Lincoln's schedule, and I like what they've done through the playoffs. I think the fact that they beat Cass Midway and then Adrian and then Mid-Buck is a feather in their cap. I'm going to go with Lincoln.
Okay, one different there. All right, Class 2, Blair Oaks versus Lathrop, and I'd gone back and forth on this game, Coach, and talked to Coach LePage earlier in the week, and we just talked to Coach Holt. I like Coach Holt's confidence, Coach. What do you think?
We talked about this last week. I don't think they can be intimidated. If they weren't intimidated by Lamar, they're not going to be intimidated by Blair Oaks, even though that's an outstanding program. I'm going to go with Lathrop. Justin Burns is a difference maker.
I am going to go with Lathrop as well. I think they get it done. I think it's going to be a great game to kick off the 5 games down in Columbia. Okay, Cardinal Ritter versus Trinity, an all St. Louis private school matchup here. And Trinity got the win over Maryville last week. Man, I would like to have seen Maryville at full speed with all their players on that team. I don't know if they get Trinity, but they would have had a chance there to do it. I think Trinity's probably the best team, which says a lot for a team that was in Class 2 the last 2 years and in the Class 2 state championship game. I think this shows that sometimes the difference between 2 and 3 is not as great as it is between, say, 4 and 5, or even 3 and 4, 4 and 5.
I agree with you, and we know that Trinity's got some really outstanding athletes in the offensive skill positions.
Yeah, they definitely do. Several, I think the number is over 100 D1 offers to that team, and that team's been playing together for a long time. And Isaiah Williams, their quarterback, is outstanding, and you know Illinois and places like that are all looking at these guys. I'm going with Trinity as well. Okay, Ladue versus MICDS. Coach, you know what MICDS stands for?
I did a couple weeks ago. I went through, but it's passed out of my mind. I do know this is an all St. Louis game. I know
it's another all St. Louis game. It's Mary Institute Country Day School, much like the Pembroke Hill was Pembroke Day, and they, you know, when they combined boys and girls schools, MICDS is much the same. The Rams, big win over Smithville last week, and impressive to get that win. Smithville was playing real well. Coach, what do you think?
I think, aren't these two schools really close together?
Yeah, I think they're literally like 3 miles apart or something like that. I mean, they're pretty close.
And Ladue lost to Webb City last year, right, in 2017. Yep. I'm going to go with Ladue.
I like Ladue as well, and I think that the taste that they got last year in the state championship game, they knocked off Webb City in the semifinals. Jim Powers, who does work in St. Louis, he was the only guy to vote Ladue number one at the end of the season, so he's walking around with his chest puffed out for all the other rankings voters because they're in the state championship game. I think Ladue is ready to go, and I think they've got those talent. Okay, our last game of the weekend, it's a local game, Vianney versus Fort Osage, and, Coach, this should be a good one.
These two teams represent the 2015 and 2016 state champions, right?
Yep.
One in 1 year, and Fort last year in 16-15.
Yep, they do, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how Vianney handles the physicality. They aren't the deepest team. I think that's one of the things that they've run into when they've struggled is the fact that teams that are deeper. I like Fort Osage in this. I think they just come out and play their game and are physical, and they could force some turnovers like they've done the last few weeks. They really force the issue and make you come out of your game. If they can turn over Vianney 2 times, I think they're a lock. They can win the turnover battle by 1. they got a really good chance to win. Straight up, we'll see. I don't know if they can get the athletes, but I like Fort Osage.
I think Fort Osage has an advantage at quarterback. Ty Baker, even when adversity's there, he's kind of the glue that keeps them together, and he's done that all year long. I'm going to go with Fort Osage also.
Well, the one thing I'm impressed with in talking with Coach Bolt today, and then, of course, when I was doing prep for the radio show, is that the ability of Ty Baker to be a part of their run game. They don't necessarily call runs for him that much. There's a little bit there, but he said, we want you to defend all 11. And really, a lot of his are great scrambles that he has a way of just kind of getting out of situations in the backfield. You saw him against Raytown, Coach, and he did it, against Staley, he did it several times, and against Battle, against some really good athletes, he was just warmed out and extended plays. Got 10, 15-yard runs out of it, so he really made a great thing there.
I think the thing that you just mentioned, he has that ability to take an opportunity that's 4 yards and make it be 7 yards, and that's a big plus when you're trying to be first and 10.
Yeah, and that definitely can flip things. The key third downs, that Battle had him. They thought they had him pinned in. They were going to have to get the ball back, and now they're moving the sticks and going forward. So, yeah, I think Fort Osage is going to get it done and get their second state championship in 3 years. Well, that's our show for this week, and it's going to be another great week of action out there, and we're looking forward to the games in Columbia. We'll have coverage of both those local games, Lathrop and Blair Oaks and Vianney and Fort Osage, and it's going to be a fun weekend. And, Coach, what do you like? Do you like this extra week later and having this kind of split up a little bit?
I do. I think it's much better for the teams. I think it's exciting that it goes the extra week. I like what they're doing.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is, yeah, there's 10 teams that are playing in Columbia, and I think the weather's going to be okay, so it's not that bad. Last year it was great weather, too, but I think the weather's going to be good. But you know what they're not doing? There's not 300 teams playing in the heat one week earlier. So I think it has benefited everybody along the way. Well, that's our show for week 15. And next week we will be doing a full season recap and be talking about some Mony Award finalists or not ballots and semifinalists and see how that goes. But it's going to be a great week and look forward to all the great coverage on PrepsKC.com this weekend. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.